Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our discovery unit today. We're not only going to discover new ways to understand English, but we're also going to discover some new things about the world around us. Hey, we're right here in Taiwan. It's an island in the middle of the ocean, and that means we are surrounded by sharks. And a lot of people think sharks are dangerous creatures. We should just kill them and get rid of them. But, hey, today we're actually going to find out some more things about sharks because of this program on the Discovery Channel, which is trying to bust the myths about sharks.
Oh, what you're saying is they're not all bad, Tom? You know, they actually help... take care of too many fish in the ocean, you know. They do their job. And
they're part of the ecosystem.
Yeah.
The food chain.
We all have a part in the ecosystem. Mm. I don't care for shark meat.
I don't know if I've ever had it myself.
And I don't really want to swim with the sharks. No.
I don't think so either, but you can certainly see sharks in aquariums. There's some sharks down there at the aquarium in Kending there, and I'm sure they have them in other aquariums.
I went to an aquarium last year? I was with my family, but the shark kept taking his nose and he would hit against the glass like he wanted to get at us. Mm. He wanted to bite us.
Wow.
It was very scary.
Wow. Well, they're not supposed to be in those containers. So
yeah,
you
they're
never
probably
know.
Mad, huh?
I would be mad if somebody put me in a container and I couldn't go anywhere I wanted
totally.
To.
Totally.
But that's another subject for another day. But we are talking about sharks today, and the title of the article today is Shark Myths Busted or Confirmed. All those myths that you've heard about sharks, are they true or are they just an old wives' tale? Mm. So let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson right now, and we'll come back to talk about sharks.
Hailed is the first summer blockbuster film ever. Jaws has captivated cinema lovers for more than 40 years. Since the movie's release in 1975, however, the true nature of sharks has remained largely mysterious in mainstream media. Condemned instead for a false taste for revenge. Decades later, sharks have kept their negative reputation, despite the low number of fatal attacks on humans worldwide. In fact, according to National Geographic, there is a 1 in 3.7 million chance that a swimmer will be killed by a shark. Desperate to dispel the man-eating myths perpetuated by Jaws, and other sensationalist shark media. Conservationists teamed up with Discovery Channel in 1988 to create Shark Week. Each summer, Discovery Channel devotes a week-long block of programming to sharks in the hope that viewers will learn more about the genuine dispositions of the misunderstood creatures. The program has proved enormously popular and is now the longest-running cable television programming event in history. Returning to Discovery Channel Shark Week in 2016 are Jamie Heineman and Adam Savage, the hosts of Discovery Channel's Mythbusters series. In a special Mythbusters vs. Jaws episode, Jamie and Adam revisit the final scene in Jaws to test whether or not a scuba tank inside a shark's mouth would explode after being hit with a bullet. Jamie and Adam tested this myth once before in 2005 and found that the tank would not explode. Nonetheless, many viewers criticized their methodology, so they're heading to the waters to put this myth to bed for good. Along with them, of course, is Brewster, a Jaws-sized replica of a shark made from polypropylene, a strong, flexible fabric, and several layers of durable leather and rubber.
Okay, so let's talk about some shark myths. Mm. And are we going to bust those myths or are we going to confirm those myths? And a myth, of course, is some kind of story that's usually passed down from generation to generation. But sometimes a myth is so old or the information is not exact that we don't really know for sure if it's true. Like, for example, some people say that there used to be the lost continent of Atlantis, and other people say, that's just a myth. Nobody can prove it. It's just a old story, or it's just a rumor or something like that. But
yeah, and we use that word "busted" a lot when we just speak casually with friends. If someone tries to tell you something and you find out later they were lying, you can say to them, "Busted! You caught them in the act of lying." So if you find out that a myth is untrue, you can say it was busted. You proved or you discovered that that myth was actually false. So it's kind of fun. So if you you could use that, busted, to just to have fun with your friends when you discover they're trying to pull a sly one on you. They're trying to fool you, and you discover later on that's what it was. You could say busted. Also, when the police arrest somebody for a crime, you could say busted. They were busted by the cops.
Yeah, so basically what you want to do to a myth is to bust the myth to prove that it is not true.
So let's go ahead and get started, Tom. Here's the first sentence. Hailed as the first summer blockbuster film ever, Jaws, that was the name of the film, has captivated cinema lovers, movie lovers, for more than 40 years. If a film is hailed as something, it just means the critics, people are talking about the movie using this sort of language. And here it says it was hailed or considered the first summer blockbuster film ever. So many people saw that film that summer that it really made a lot of money at the box office. I was too small. My mom wouldn't let me go see it because it was supposed to contain violence and scare little kids. So I didn't see it. I still have not seen it, actually, Tom.
Because
I don't want to be afraid when I jump in the pool. I remember some of my little friends, they were so afraid to get into a swimming pool because they had seen Jaws.
Indeed, it was a scary film, and it was one of Steven Spielberg's first movies. Mm-hmm. But it was hailed as a blockbuster or a summer blockbuster, which means a very successful film that a lot of people go to see. Hail just means to recognize enthusiastically. It was hailed as such a successful film, and it has captivated cinema lovers for more than 40 years. Mm. If you're captivated, that means you are attracted to something, and you are held. Your attention is held there. You are captivated by the sight of a beautiful woman, for example. And, of course, people keep seeing this movie over and over. But the movie was released way back in 1975. So since the movie's release way back in 1975, however, the true nature of sharks has remained largely mysterious in mainstream media, condemned instead for a false taste for revenge. Okay, so again here, the image of sharks that we have is still pretty mysterious. The movie was released a long time ago, and I guess most people kind of concluded that sharks are dangerous, man-eating animals that are just a bunch of savages, and they're dangerous, stay out of the ocean, they're just going to eat you alive. So, yes, our image of them is mysterious, which means we're not really sure. It's very difficult or maybe even impossible to understand. It's mysterious. We don't really know about sharks. That's how they've been portrayed in the mainstream media. Mainstream just means what is popular for everybody in a particular area. And I guess that the sharks have been condemned to have this false taste for revenge. I guess people maybe have this false taste for revenge. Revenge, of course, is when you want to get back at somebody for something bad they did to you. So I guess because of the movie, we think sharks are bad, so we need to get back at them for all those people they eat all the time.
Now, if you're looking for a taste of revenge, a little feeling of revenge, it means someone's hurt you and you want to get back at them by hurting them too. That's what revenge is. It's that desire to hurt someone who's hurt you. Maybe your boyfriend broke up with you and started dating your best friend, and now you're looking for revenge. You're mad at your ex-boyfriend and your best friend who's now dating him. So you're going to go out and find a new best friend and, and a cuter boyfriend than you had before to get back at those two people. So it's just wanting to hurt someone who's hurt you. Now, decades later, a decade is 10 years, so years and years later, 40 years is four decades, because
yeah,
you guys have
yeah.
great math skills, I
yeah,
know.
4 times 10 yeah. equals 40, yeah.
Now, sharks have kept their negative reputation. Your reputation is how other people view you. Not how you view yourself, but how other people see you. And if people see you negatively, that means you have a negative reputation. So people still don't like sharks after all these years. They're still thinking, yeah, you bite people if they go swimming in the ocean. I don't like you.
And they have this negative reputation despite the low number of fatal attacks on humans worldwide. Despite means even though we have this low number of fatal attacks, they still have this negative reputation.
Yeah, but can I say here for the record, I don't care that there's a low fatality number. I don't want my legs or my arms just bitten off either. You know what I mean?
Me neither.
Here it says fatal, which means they kill you. Well, I would like to keep all my limbs. Your limbs are, of course, your arms and legs, too. Okay.
Yeah, well, this was never a problem for me. I grew up in the Midlands there.
Oh, no,
and,
no oceans.
I had to worry about being attacked by bullheads or carp fish. They can be pretty nasty, believe
really?
Me. I lost a couple of toenails.
No.
At those. I'm just kidding,
okay,
of course.
No.
They're not going to chew you. They're not going to nibble you to death. But in any case, in fact, according to National Geographic magazine, there is a 1 in 3.7 million chance that a swimmer will be killed by a shark. Those are pretty low odds, so if you go swimming in the ocean close to shore, you should be okay.
You should be okay. Hopefully you're okay. We're going to continue talking about some of these myths and how these two gentlemen on the Discovery Channel are going to help bust these myths and prove perhaps that sharks aren't as bad as people maybe think they are. But first, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们要看的是第二单元，主题呢跟鲨鱼有关。大家想一想，鲨鱼是不是天性真的非常的凶残，而且呢，甚至于是爱好复仇呢？好，这个问题我们要从 Discovery 频道的节目，还有一部电影叫《大白鲨》谈起。好，在文章的开头呢，他就说到 ，Hilda's。好，提到大白鲨这一部片子，当时可是受到赞誉有加，它被誉为是史上以来第一部的暑期大片。从开头的 held 就看得出来，这是一个过去分词所引导出来的分词片语。好，当然因为主角主词是后面这个电影大白鲨，所以它被赞誉为是什么，因此用被动的这个分词片语来作为修饰语。好，提到大白鲨，它的内容大家应该都知道，大概是谈这个鲨鱼如何伤害到人类。那这个电影呢，其实一直是一部有争议性的，因为呢很多人因为这个电影的关系而对于鲨鱼的看法似乎是比较负面的。那我们看文章里面就说到了，在主流的媒体里面好像一直认为鲨鱼它是一种有 false taste for revenge， 换句话说似乎是会喜欢报复的动物。好，可是这个看法到底是对的吗？我们来想一想。下面就说到，其实呢根据国家地理杂志里面，他提到如果是一个游泳者，他会被鲨鱼给杀死的几率是多少呢？好，我们看到这个数字，他说到 1 in 3.7 million， 这个数字就是在370万分之一这样的几率，可见它有多么的低。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue talking about sharks and those myths about sharks. Are we going to bust those myths or are we going to confirm those myths? Well, here in the next paragraph it says, desperate to dispel the man-eating myths perpetuated by Jaws and other sensationalist shark media, conservationists teamed up with Discovery Channel in 1988 to create Shark Week. Ooh, that's a pretty long sentence here. Let's talk about some of the words here. First of all, we've got the word desperate. If you're desperate, that means you really, really need to have something. If you don't have it, you're going to be in big trouble. So here, they are desperate to dispel the man-eating myths. Okay, if you dispel something, that means you get rid of something. You make it disappear. Mm. So they really want to get rid of these man-eating myths about sharks. In other words, they want people to think that sharks don't really eat people that often. They want to dispel this myth. They want to bust this myth. And these myths have been perpetuated by Jaws and other movies like Jaws. To perpetuate something means to keep something going. And
it's usually negative, right?
Yeah, to perpetuate the myth, to perpetuate the false belief in something, for example. And Jaws, of course, did that. It presented Jaws and sharks in a very bad light. And we've also got other sensationalist shark media. Sensationalist means that you're trying to get attention because of something really shocking or because it uses some strong language and stuff like that. Sometimes newspapers are very sensationalist in order to sell newspapers. Look at this terrible thing that happened. This husband hacked up his wife and kids. Oh, it was so terrible.
Actually, my partner Tom uses sensationalism quite a bit in his own life. He says things that are shocking to get our attention. But I love the newspapers here. Man, you see some really awful-looking depictions or artistic drawings of some of the crimes that have gone on. I try not to look at the pictures too much in the newspapers.
Or the horrible car accidents that are caught on dash cams.
Oh, dear.
Like that. That's all very sensationalist. So we've got some conservationists. They are the people who want to dispel these myths. Conservationists are people who try to preserve nature. They work outside. They work for plants and animals. They love nature.
They do.
They have teamed up with Discovery Channel, and they did this way back in 1988, and they created something called Shark Week. So basically, they all got together to try to dispel these myths, to bust these myths about sharks, and they started a long time ago.
They really did. Now, each summer, Discovery Channel devotes a week-long block of programming to sharks in the hope that viewers will learn more about their genuine dispositions. They're misunderstood creatures, this article says. If you devote time to something, it means you are giving all of your time or a big part of your time to something that you care about. Maybe you're devoting your time. Maybe you're devoting your resources. Maybe you're devoting your life to something because you believe in it. Well, they devote a week-long block of programming. A block of programming would be not just 1 hour, but would be several hours each week, a block, a big group of time on a TV station is considered quite expensive, actually, and something they probably believe in. Otherwise, they wouldn't use that block of programming and devote it to sharks if they didn't have some goal. And their goal is to help our viewers understand more about how these sharks are misunderstood. Genuine means true, real, not fake, not false. You want to buy genuine leather, not fake leather. Yeah, that's not good stuff. So genuine, if someone is being genuine, it means their emotions, their feelings are real. They're not pretending, which we hate. Genuine, your disposition is your personality. If you have a good disposition, you're probably a happy person. You're easy to get along with. So that's kind of the shark's personality is really misunderstood. So
yeah,
they're trying to help us.
Yeah, they want us to understand the real nature of sharks, and the program has proved enormously popular. Enormous means really big, so here it's an adverb, enormously popular. It is enormously popular, and it is now the longest-running cable television programming event in history. Now, we've got TV shows that are on pretty much all year, but this is a programming event. It happens like once a week, and so this is the longest-running programming events in history, there are probably other similar programs on TV that, you know, mm-hmm. they show shows like once a year or something like that. Maybe Christmas specials or something like that. But in this case, this one has been running on TV since 1988. Do the mathematics and you can figure out how long it's been on TV every year. Now, let's move on now to the next paragraph. Mm-hmm. It says, returning to Discovery Channel's Shark Week in 2016... are those two science guys from Mythbusters, Jamie Heineman and Adam Savage. They host the Discovery Channel's show Mythbusters.
Yeah.
They're those two guys, the one tall guy in the black hat and glasses and beard, and the other guy is a little shorter with a black hat, and he's kind of a redhead. They're always going after these different myths that people believe in to try to confirm them or to bust them.
Well, in a special Mythbusters versus Jaws episode, Jamie and Adam, they revisit the final scene in Jaws. If you revisit something, it means you go back there. So they're going back to that final scene and testing whether or not a scuba tank that contains oxygen, that's a scuba tank, inside a shark's mouth, they want to test whether it will really explode if it's hit with a bullet from a gun. So that's their scientific experiment, you could say. An episode is one program in a series of programs. So perhaps, for example, Mythbusters has 22 episodes in one season or one year. This is just 1 hour of all those episodes. Each episode is usually 30 minutes or 1 hour, depending on the program.
So what they want to do is to figure out if you actually shoot a scuba tank inside a shark's mouth, will it explode? This is a spoiler here because that's the way Jaws ended with Roy Scheider and what's his name? Richard Dreyfuss.
Uh-huh.
They were almost ready to be eaten by that shark.
Woo.
But that scuba tank saved the day from Roy Scheider's character. But in any case here, yes, they have did this before. Jamie and Adam tested that myth before in 2005, which was over 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And they found that the tank would not explode. I also understand that the author of Jaws did not like what Spielberg did with that movie. He thought the last scene was wrong. It would not happen that way. I think the author's name was Peter Benchley, if I'm not mistaken.
Hmm.
But in any case here, they said that it would not explode, but I guess they're going to have to try it again.
Yeah, they want to see if it really would work. Well, they were criticized for using their methodology. Your methodology is just the way you do something, the way you perform the experiment. And a lot of viewers saw their first experiment and said, yeah, the way you did it wasn't very good. I don't think it was probably an accurate result that you got. So they listened to the criticism and they wanted to revisit the final scene. If you're criticized, it doesn't necessarily have to be negative comments about your performance, but typically they're comments that will help you improve if you listen to them and change what you're doing. A lot of times our bosses will criticize us, you know, at the end of the year in our performance reviews, for example. And they make those comments so that perhaps we can improve our performance. So they are listening to the criticism, and this time they want to put this myth to bed for good, which means if you put something to bed for good, it means you dismiss it, you get rid of it, you no longer have to deal with it because you know it's not true or accurate.
You could also say put it to rest as well. People
yeah.
say that as well. And along with them, of course, is Brewster. Who the heck is Brewster, or what the heck is Brewster? Well, Brewster is a Jaws-sized replica of a shark made from polypropylene.
Mm-hmm.
What is polypropylene? Well, that's a strong, flexible fabric, and several layers of durable leather and rubber were also used to make Brewster, which is like a mock-up of a shark. It's like a replica, a copy, a model of a shark. That's what a replica is. They actually used fake sharks in Jaws. They used mock-ups, I guess, models And again, in this particular case, they're using all sorts of materials to make this fake shark. If something's flexible, it can bend easily, but it doesn't break. Your schedule can be flexible, too. Oh, I can meet you anytime. I'm flexible. And that's what they're using for this. So you'd have to tune in to see actually if they shoot that air tank and if it does explode, because we're not going to tell you here. We can't tell you because we don't actually know, but we're going to have to watch ourselves. But, hey, that brings us to the end of our discussion about sharks. Let's say goodbye now, but first, before we do that, here comes our Chinese teacher.
好，我们继续来看。那提到了大白鲨这个骗子，那当然它造成的这样子的错误的印象，也激发起了这个 Discovery 频道拍摄这个节目的原因。那像当时呢，他在1988年的时候就有一个 Shark Week， 换句话说，那一整个星期里面他们会制作一系列的节目，然后呢，为了也就是帮鲨鱼澄清它的污名，然后希望呢观众能够了解更多有关这个鲨鱼他们真实的性情，而且这个节目非常的受欢迎。好，那我们来看看他这边还提到，他甚至于呢是史上演最久的一个有线电视节目。那下一段里面就提到，到今天2016年，现在 Discovery 频道它这个鲨鱼周里面，哎，它又要制作这一系列跟鲨鱼有关的节目。好，先看这个句子，它的句型很特别，因为开头它就写到 returning to Discovery Channels。好，这个 returning 看起来好像是跟分词有关，可是如果我们继续往下读，会发现说，其实这个句子是一个倒装句。怎么说呢？这个句子的主词是要从好这两位主持人 Jamie 还有 Adam 后面这部分才是他的主词，所以他们两位他们回到了这个在2016年他们回到这个 Discovery 频道里面来制作节目。那主词的后面动词在哪里？动词就是这个 be 动词的 are， 所以说我们可以看到，原来它整句如果真的用主词动词正常的顺序写，那就应该整个倒过来 Jamie and Adam are returning to Discovery Channel's Shark Week in 2016。 好，所以这是一个倒装句型。好，我们再往下看，下面呢，当然我们知道这个节目其实非常的红，我们中文把它翻成谣言终结者 Mythbusters。 这个里头他提到了要怎么样测试让大家发现这个大白鲨并不是我们想的那么凶恶。好，他要测试几个电影里面所说的是不是真的。那接下来就提到第一个测试，它测试的就是鲨鱼嘴里面它的潜水用的那个高压气瓶，如果被子弹打到之后是不是会爆掉。好，那下面的结果就让大家猜猜看到底真的是不是如此。不过他们在2005年检验第一次的时候发现它不会爆炸，但是有人批评他们的 methodology， 也就是他们的方法，认为其实不是很精确的，所以这一次才要做第二次，希望能永远的终结掉这个迷思。好，我们看到这里提到要永远的终结掉这个迷思，他用到了一个片语是 put this myth to bed。 好， put something to bed， 这个其实它的意思就是说你要结束，要把一个问题解决掉，永远的解决掉，所以说他才会做第二次的测试。好，那这个地方他当然说到他用的不是真正的鲨鱼，他是用鲨鱼的一个复制品，注意到这个单字 replica。 但是我们要知道这个 replica 它的大小它的尺寸的时候，它说是 jaws sized， 注意到 jaws 这个名词后面加的 sized。 我们晓得如果说要用所谓的复合形容词的话，它的第二个字往往是一个过去分词或者是现在分词所组合而成的，但是这里的 sized 要记得哦，它其实是一个名词，因为名词呢在复合形容词里面它有时候会是拿来就像所谓的假分词一样，它也会加 ed。 好，但是这个结构上我们还是称它是一个复合形容词的用法。好，我们今天节目到这边结束，我们下次见。
Okay, guys, that's just day one of our two-day discovery unit. We're going to continue talking about some of these shark myths, whether Jamie and Adam can bust them or whether they confirm them after doing some more experiments, you can say. Thanks for joining us. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.